In the Mishnah, it said that we make contrast. We drew contrast between a shoyer and an other. That a shoyer can be potter while the other can be chayiv, and the other can be chayiv while the other can be potter while the shoyer is chayiv. And we gave different examples. So, for example, we said if a shoyer shames somebody, is potter. But if you shame somebody, is chayiv. And if a shoyer blinds an eved, then you potter, because your property damaged another part of your property. You pay yourself. But if you blind an eved, then the tailor says you have to pay, you know, if you release him, so on and so forth. And if a shoyer hurts your parents, then you are chayiv. But if you hurt your parents, you are potter from paying money, because it comes lame medir abene. If a shoyer lights a godish, a granary on Shabbos, you're chayiv. But if you do it, you're potter, because it comes medir abene. The Gemara Machlekes is by Mekalkelin, according to Machlekes Bavu Rabbi Yechon. According to Bavu, all Mekalkelin are potter, chutz v'chayiv l'mavir. You're always chayiv v'chayiv l'mavir. According to Rabbi Yechon, you potter, kol Mekalkelin b'tur, and you also potter chayiv l'mavir if you hurt somebody or light a fire. However, if it's, let's say, chayiv v'tzarech l'afore, you need the ashes, or if you need blood to give to your dog as a medicine, or if you're making a fire, you need the ashes, so then it's no longer Mekalkelin. Because you need it, so then you are chayv. So we ask a question. In our Mishnah says that you light a goddess, you are a potter from pain, but your animal is chayv. L'cheira, the same case that by an animal is chayv, you are potter. Now, when your animal burns down, does it need the ashes? Of course not. And yet it says that you are potter, which means why? Because you're chayv means you come in the oven. Is that right? Tabavu, that you're chayv for mavir, whether you need the ashes. You don't need the ashes. The Rabbi Yechon only needs ashes. So we said no. I'm talking about a case where the shoyer needs the ashes also. So we said, what do you mean? The shoyer is very, very smart, and it had a wound on its back, and he knew the only way he has to scald the wound and to heal it, so therefore he lit the fire to heal it. So we asked, how do you know the intentions of the cow is? So Gemara says, because you see what monitor the cow after the fire, what the cow does. So now the Gemara asks, you know, such a cow exists. Says the Gemara here, but 8 lines on top. Is it such a cow out there? Was it in? Yeah. Who tooted out at a pup? There was a cow by a pup. He owned the cow. The Habi Bivin Lechin Chen was once herding his teeth. Is Ayil, he went. Uposkil and Ziyasa. He took away the cover of a keli that was full of beer. Vishasi Shikr. And he knew to drink beer if he eats and it was cured. So therefore, her papa had such a very smart cow, and her papa was a beer maker, so therefore, it could be. Umbru, Rabbanon, Kamera, Papa, Rabbanon, but her papa is still very difficult. Mimotis, Umbri, how can you say that? Shoyer, do me today. So you're telling me that all the cases of the Mishnah, the case of Shoyer, the contrasts are always exact same case, and one of them, the Shoyer is Chayim, one of them, and the other, same case. The other one is Potter, or vice versa. Boktoni, it says, Shoyer, Shebai, is Potter, for Shoyer, shame somebody is Potter. But who should buy it? And if you shame somebody, chayv. Obviously, talking about the same case. So lechayda shayr do me today. Exact same case. This gavin. Now, the only time that a person is chayv for boishes is if you have intention to mevayish. Which animal has intention to mevayish somebody? This gavin lebayish heichim mishkachas lo. How can it be that you mishkavin lebayish? One answer is, don't you remember we learned before already? It doesn't mean you have to have kavanah to bayish. You have to have kavanah to do the act. If you have kavanah to be mazik, then if you're mevayish, you're chayv. He had intention to be mazik, and an animal also can have intention to be mazik, and therefore an animal doesn't pay the dal dvarim, but a person does. We learned in skaven lahazik, if intention was to be mazik, even though you had no intention of shaming, you're a chayf. Rava says, I'll give you another answer. Rava says, you want to know to answer for Rabbi Yechonon, how is it possible that the shoyer should be chayiv and the person should be potter? We say, come with the rabbi and the chayiv, according to Rabbi Yechonon, if he had no, if let's assume we're talking about most shorim out there, or parim out there who have no idea, who have no kavana for the fire to burn because they want the ashes. So how could it be that a person should be chayiv, should be potter from paying money if it's mekalkulin, you're potter, no chiv Shabbos, no chiv Misa. So the chayiv should pay. You know, we're talking about b'shaygig. We're talking about taka b'shaygig. No, so you have, if it's b'shaygig and you had no intention, you wanted the offer, and why in the world are we potter from paying money? The famous Mabah in Ksubas, we're following Dvei Chizkia. Chizkia says, the Tanah Chizkia, it says the passing Maka Adam and Maka Behema. So we're equating the two. Maka Adam, Maka Behema. We're comparing the two. When it comes to hitting an animal, if a person hits an animal, it makes no difference whether it's done to other mulayim. Makes no difference. In all of these cases, you're always responsible regardless. Is af maka odnas, Rabbi Chilka says, we're comparing a person as well, that loy tachlik boy makes no difference, but shayg lemei, if he did an aveda, that has, if you'd have done it b'meizid, it would have been a chiv misa tag to it, then even if you did it b'shegig, ain't a miskaven, you become with rabbinay and you are potter. Bein miskaven, l'shayim miskaven, bein derech irida, derech aliyah, in all these cases, l'chayv amam and l'poit amam, you're always potter, because you come with rabbinay. So therefore, what's the big deal? We're talking about you had no intention for the offer, but if you were done it with purpose, you would have had intention for the Eifer, for the ashes. So therefore, even though right now you didn't, you are still potter coming to Rabbanim. How can you tell me that's the Mishnah Torah B'Shegi? Why are you potter? Because you're being judged and you're going to be killed. Sounds like you are going to be killed. Amazed. So there should be a comment to Rabbanim. And the Shoy in the very same case is chayiv, and you are potter, and the Shoy we know is not shaykh to have kavana for the Eifer. So you have no kavana for the Eifer, and yet you're a chayiv misa. A kasher Rabbi Yechon says that the only time you're chayiv for havara is if you have kavana for the Eifer. Says the Gemara, no. Hachi kamer. This is how you learn pshat the Mishnah. Given the amazing not the manavshay, since it's been amazed, veichu dami the kaboyi lafari, you need ashes. Hashta b'shegi potter. Had you done it b'mezid, it would have been not the manavshay. It would have been a case of chimitz. Even though the pearl right now it isn't because you did it b'shegi, that's why you are potter. And even though you had no kavana for the eifer, but had you done it b'mezid, kavana eifer, you would have been chay misa. So the same thing, even b'shegi, you're potter. An animal, same thing, had no kavana, and the animal has to pay. Like Mishnah, starting from Rashi, we have time now. The Mishnah shoy reiduf achas shoyd acha. One shoy was chasing after another shoy. V'huzik and he tripped. Ze oimer shor chehezik. V'ze oimer loy ki ela b'sela loka. Reuven shoy was chasing after Shimon shoy. Shimon shoy got hurt. Shimon tiny that your shoy hurt my shoy. Reuven said, no, it isn't. It, your animal tripped over a cell. I'm going to go over Rashi. But who's the kind of Shimon's animal? Got hurt. Your animal's rubbing against a stone and it hurt itself. Big Kiddush and Rashi. It comes out from Rashi here. But if Reuven's animal would have chased after Shimon, and as a result of that, Shimon would have tripped over the rock, then Reuven's animal would have been chayiv. Because you caused my animal to trip over the rock. The reason why Reuven is potter, he's saying, has nothing to do with my animal chasing your animal. It's because your animal was rubbing against the rock and tripped over it and hurt itself. So the legs are shining. What happened in this case? So in this case, all the cases we talk about a Moshe Chayovarai. We already know about a Moshe Chayovarai from many other places. The Chiddush is going to be is. That later on we're going to learn Shoshanagach about Sumchas, who comes along and says, Momen Amut and Basav Chelkin. And we're saying over here, the Chum argue, and they say this is that Torah, that you don't say Momen Basav, you say Hamad Chol Varaya. And the Taser explains in many places, what's the gather of Sumchas? When do we say Momen Amut and Basav Chelkin? If Be'etzim, if Beloy Tana, same Lebezin, there would have been a Safik to us. Called the Gemara says in the beginning of Mitzia, it's Dror de Moina. Hechdika Dror de Moina, which Taser learns means Be'etzim is a Safik. Even they wouldn't have tined it, we just look at the situation. As soon as we see it, we say, we see one animal was running, another animal on the floor hurt, and what happened there? So the etzim forget the tainus, and therefore Sumcha says over here, you say, "Bamanuzu chaykin." Because the Chacham say, "No, I'm not going to overday." Next case, so Yishnayim right for Nachrecha. There were two animals chasing one animal. He's there. Each one of the owners. So Reuben and Shimon's animal chasing after Levi. Reuben says, "Shimon, your animal caused it. Who did it?" And Shimon said, "Reuben, your animal did it." Says Rashi, "Vushloshtan shashloshim eldim." They all belong to three different people. If it belongs to two people, those two animals running. If it belongs to one person, two animals running. Who cares? It's Shnei, as we'll see. Neye and Peturin, they are both potter. Again, Rashi, Shnei, Peturin, Tavayi, Matchel. Each one pushes them to the next guy. What happened? Both cows belong to the same person. Both cows, both roitfim, belong to the same person. Then shneim chayovim. They're both chayiv. What do you mean by they are both chayiv? We'll soon see. Hayil chayiv is one person. Hayi echad gadol echad katan. You were two animals. One animal was a big one. Remember, by a tam, you take out from the animal itself, megufay. So one animal is worth a lot of money, and one animal is a small animal worth much money. Hanizik oimer, the nizik says, Godel, he's like, your big animal is one balabas, but he said, your large animal will hurt mine, so therefore I'm going to get fully reimbursed. Mazin knows my small animal is worth a lot less than the damage that was done. That's all you're getting, whatever my animal is worth, and no more than that. Rashi, cotton hizik with me, cotton tikach, take the money from the small animal, moise, chatzin, nezik, tafsi, then anything above that, you lose. So I missed Rashi four. God, no, hizik, goofy.
Both chases at Tamil.
Yeah.
But one of them was a gog, what do you call
it? One of them is cotton, one is cotton. Yeah. Rashi, God, hizik, we have begu for shove, chatzin, it has a full value. Says the Gemara, right? What happened to two animals? One animal at a time, the mood. Time you're going to get half from goofy and mood, you pay for the assets. Hanizik, mood, he's going to give me my own mass. The mazik, I'm going to tam, he's going to in all of these cases, we say, we don't follow sumchu that says, mamlos of chagim, we say, mazik, I'm going to you, didn't know what we're talking about, mazik with two. What about faked? Hayanizok and shnayim, there were two animals that were damaged, gotten. By mazik and shnayim, there were Reuven and Shimon, mazikin, and there was Levin, Yehuda, and Zokin. Echad got a little cut, and one was larger and small. Ha nizik, so the nizokin had a larger small, and the mazikin had a larger small. Ha nizik, I'm that godl hizik as a godl the larger one hit my large one, the cotton small hit my small one. The mazik I'm a loino, kiel a cotton as a godl the cotton, no, the small one hit the large one, and the large one hit the small one. And therefore, the Rashi cotton is a godl, but afa gav shechatzin is kishel godl meruba. And even though the chatzin is a godl, the large one is much more value. Leisika chel cotton sheli, you only get from the small one. The chatzin is a cotton shelah kach mer godl, and the half a nezik of your small one take from the big animal. No, you're going to lose out. Or vayit to the next case again. So all the same case of the first mishnah, but now we're talking about what all happened with the nizik. Echad tam vechamuah hanizik goyim emuah hizik the godl. The nizik says there were two animals by the nizok and the nizik. Each of the nizik says the muah hit the big ones. So I get full reimbursement. The tam is a cotton. There was a tam hit the small one. The mazel loy no kiel. The tam is a godl. The muah is a cotton. In all these cases, the mishuchel varaya. So the gemara omar abchir barabba zaysa medes. From here we learn out why the mishuchel chalvim bring the first case. For example, it's so obvious to tell you that chalukim alav chaveira val sumcha, that the friends argue on sumchas even in this case. The omar who he says momen amutl basav chalukim, and the mishuchel says another argument gilashi al sumchas. The omar kama, and he learns later on the braisa be gemara be shosh nogas apod momen amutl basav chalukim. Or masid shemina from our mishuchel we learn out it's a braisa that the chalukim alav chaveira that the friends argue. So if one animal chases it, and the mazik says your animal tripped on a stone and hurt itself, sumchas would hold over their mom with something. They say mazik chovraya. Now, in the case of sumchas, there is a case of shema v'shema. They found the shoshnag of the potter and they found the motzav v'lad betzida. And the question is, was the shoy the one who caused the vlad to be miscarried? So therefore, the shoy, the mazik, is responsible for the vlad as well. Or it was miscarried before, so and therefore the mazik animal had nothing to do with it. So since we don't know, nobody knows. So says sumchas momen hamotul sever chelkin. In our mishnah, it's not a case of shem shem lochedus body body. The nizik says your animal hurt my animal, and the mazik says no, your animal hit fell over a stone, and leave me alone. So loched, how do you know sumchas b'chal even argues here? Om the baba bam mam the rab chia bar abba. Om ma sumchas afilu body with body. How do you tie in sumchas here now? Okay, so here's the case of body with body. Maybe sumchas is made in the case of body with body. Also, it's only in the case of shema with shema. No one knows. And it's possible that, you know, we just since it's be'etzim to safi. That's what we say chokin. Om ale in. Yes. Sumchas hold even body with body. You say mam and amutul sabah chokin. Om ma sumchas afilu body with body. Rashi, almost the fill body body, the shneim tiny tiny body. Each one claims that this is what happened. The fill hechad is for tiny body li. The nitva says, I know for a fact you ain't a chayv. The mazik who's a nitva says, I don't know you. The fillu hachi kiv legabe dina mesapka ika amakushta. Since we beetsim don't know if he's telling the truth or not, is cholkin the kamer masis and loy the sumchas. No, the Rashi doesn't learn the tases and throw the mind means that beetsim the suffik. Rashi the third mind is that there, now there's a suffix after the tainus. We don't know who's telling the truth, and we have no evidence either way.
But do we know what actually? We have no idea.
It makes no difference. We know that's not the point. The point is that after the tainus, what do we know now? That's a Rashi little bit in the beginning. Says the Gemara, Umemai, how do you know the Mishnah is talking about body? Chibar Abba says such a definitive way that definitely even body is not chokin. How do you know about body? Umemai, this is body who big tiktani because is it from the language? Zeh oimer shor chohizik. The nizik, the teveya says your animal caused damage. Zeh oimer loy no ki. The words loy ki sounds like it's very definitive. Is that what the word is? That's how we know. Rashi lo ki mashma de pshita lo de b'sal loka. The mazik who's an itva says, "That's not what happened. What happened was your animal tripped on a stone on its own accord." Maskel la papa asks a question. But the reisha body. So if you're going to learn that the reisha, the very first case body, then throughout the entire Mishnah it's talked about body. You can't swap and change. So let me ask a question. Sefer Nami, the next case is also body. Aim was safer. Look at the next case. Hayy echad gadol echad katan. There were two animals, and one was a large and one was a small. Nizig the Teveya says gadol hizik, that the gadol damaged my animal. You had two animals, and the gadol damaged it, paid my full amount. Mazik, the Ritva says, "Loi no, kiel a cotton is it? It's my small animal that caused the damage. I pay you less." L'chayde, you're going to say he's talking about body, or echatam bechamuad. Once the time was a muad, the Nizik says the muad is damaged. My big one, pay me muad. He's the low muad damage. Pay my mount. I'm Mazik, I'm Loi kiel a tam is it? Hamaytich avaraya. The only reason is because I'm Hamaytich avaraya. No, I got to bring evidence. If I don't have evidence, what would it be? Even Kodesh Chachamim. If I don't have evidence, what happens then? Then what? We'll believe the Nizik wants to get, the Nizik, the Tavea, wants to get paid the full amount, let him bring it out. Otherwise, the Mazik pays exactly what he said. Like the Mazik says. And what? And you collect from the Tam. Now, L'chayde, the Nizik says bodily that this animal didn't cause damage. Name whatever you've done, Abanos, and if so, what happened? The Maz, you're telling me to my body. The Maz says, definitely my Godel did the damage, my cotton did the damage. And he said, no, definitely your Godel did the damage. So, what are we saying? That if the Nizi doesn't bring a ayah, we listen to the Mazik, and we're going to say which animal was that did damage, the cotton, and he pays less. But the Nizi clearly said that the cotton didn't do it. Because bodies, definitely, it was the Maz, the Godel. And this is the case of Tonu, Vichitin, Vahayda, Besaidin. You're demanding for me to pay you wheat. I'm saying, no, I owe you barley. And the din is, Rabbi Nosson says, you're potter completely. I don't owe you wheat because I'm a kefir hakel. I don't owe you barley because since you didn't ask me for it, is that I, you're meichel me. So therefore, and over here, l'chayde, the mazik says, the nizik is meide that the cotton didn't do any damage. It was only the gadol. The mazik says definitely wasn't the gadol. So why should the mazik pay a cent?
Yeah, but the Mazik says it wasn't
the
cotton, but he's got a cotton also.
Yeah, 100%. But you the Nizik, obviously, I'm Michael me from the cotton, because you're saying it wasn't the cotton. Just like Rabbi Benoz's case. Let me catch Rabbi Benoz and Lomar. He says, Tonu, Chitim, Vahid, Lomar, Sayyidim, I ask you for wheat, and you're made in barley, potter, and the famous Machlek is in the Gemara, and the Tanoy, and the Gemara, and the Chachamim, they're talking about a Shavu, made in mixes. If Tonu, Bechitin, and you're made in part of it, and you're made in part of Sa'idin, I ask you $100 of wheat, and you're made to $50 of Sa'idin. The Machlek is a Zechir Shavu or not, but because in Islam, it means Hataina. Here we're talking about B'chal, you have to pay, not talking about Shavuya. Rashi, Shokul Kiron Mazi, but gave him in a time, you collect from time, but I forgot to come, and he's bodily, 100% Gisela, he's a Kani, this thing caused damage. Potter, Ahmed May Sa'idi, Rabbi Nosson says, not only you have to pay for the wheat, because I'm a Kiron Hakul, I don't even have to pay for the barley, the Ha'omale Teveya, because the Teveya said, Lav Sa'idi, Yahavallah, the Teveya himself says, I never gave you Sa'idi, in other words, V'acholim, Machl Gabay, he's Meichelim, even though I might have given you Sa'idi, but I'm Meichel, I'm not asking you for it. Ella, so you're going to have to tell me that this case is not talking about body with body. Can't be talking about body with body, because then it'll be a kasha of Nabonassan. Ella, but body with Shema. Must be that one of them is saying body and one of them is saying Shema. Which was different than the beginning of the Mishnah, which is body with body. One of them is saying body with Shema. They come a body man. They come a body man. They come a Shema man. Who is the one that's saying body definitely is what happened? Is it the Nizik, the Teveya? Or is it the Mazik, the Nitva? Who's the body and who's the Shema? E name of the Kama Nizik body. The Nizik says 100% this is what happened. Ukaoma Mazik Shema, the Mazik says what happened. Akati Lema to have a tooth that Abba Nasan. If the Nizik says 100% that it was not your time that caused the damage, it was your muad, so then why are you paying? And if you're paying anything, it's a kasha Abba Nasan. Ukama Mazik Shema, I don't know. Akati Lema to have a tooth that Abba Nasan, because when I say it was definitely the Godel. I mean, Michael on the cotton. Ella must be the common Nizik Shema. We're talking about a case where the Nizik says, I don't know which animal it was, the common Mazik, but the Mazik says definitely it was the Godel that did the damage. It was definitely the Godel that did the damage. Rashi, the common Nizik bodily, I feel like he shakul tam, koshkin to have a tooth that happened even worse. The common Nizik, the Tevea says, I don't know which animal it was, but the Mazik, the Nitva says it was the smaller animal. And because the Nizik says it was a smaller animal, and the Mazik is a smaller animal, and the Teveya doesn't know, so Rabbi Nosson also made it. He wasn't Meichel. He's not saying, I know for a fact it wasn't the cotton. He's So I don't know. Maybe it was the Gadol. I don't know who did it. So he was never Meichelin. So therefore, the Mazik has to pay from the cotton. Makes sense.
But he's a Bori in regards to the damage.
Yeah, he's a Bori. And since he's a Bori...
Don't know which one.
Yeah, so the Mazik, who is a Nitva, says, I know for a fact it was a smaller animal who did it. So we listen to him because he's a Bori versus a Shema. And he's a Murzik and we believe him. Now, what's the most question? The sefer, a proper question is, since the sefer is talking about not a body of a body, nizik shema or mazik body, the nitva is a body, but the tevei is a shema. Is the reisha not nizik shema mazik body? So the chayde, the very big reisha in the case of the Mishnah, with the first case of the Mishnah is where the mazik says, definitely your animal tripped over a rock, and the nizik says, no, maybe your animal caused the damage. And the amma sumchez afilu baha. And Sukhas holds that even over here we say chokin. The Mazik says, I know for a fact that your animal hurt itself. The Nizik says, no, maybe your animal caused it. We're going to, Sumchas is going to argue in this case that you have to pay half because we don't know what happened, but the Mazik tells us what happened. And the Nizik doesn't know what happened. I feel the Baha. The Izik Lashmina Delay. No. Why not? Sefer Nizik Shema Mazik body. And Reisha Nizik body Mazik Shema. So the Gemara says, no, the Sefer, this case over here is talking about where the Nizik is making a demand, doesn't know for sure. But the Mazik is saying definitely that my small animal did the damage, so therefore, in this case over here, we say that you pay the small one, like Rabbi Manasseh would agree. But Reisha, the very first case, the Nizik says, body, I know for a fact that your animal caused damage. But a Mazik says, I don't know what happened. And Chacham and Sumcha says in this case, Mamun Abud Avachelkin. And the Chacham is saying, Moitichel Avarayim. A minute ago you said that the ratio have to be exactly the same, and now suddenly you know the first ratio is body to body can be the safer as a body in the Shema, and now you tell me that the body in Shema and the ratio is very different than the body in Shema and the safer. How can that be? I mean, what the answer is, body in Shema, Shema body chad milsihi. Body in Shema, whether the Mazik is a body and the Nizik is a Shema, or whether the Mazik is a Shema and the Nizik is a body, is very similar. However, body or body and Shema body, but if the first case in the Mishnah is talking about body and body, and the second case in body, today mean are two separate things. So therefore, I don't like your pshat at the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about body and body, and you want to learn that Sumchus hold that even body and body, we say Mom and Mutzah Chokin. That's not so at all. Sumchus is made in that case, we say Mutzah Varaya. What's the first case in the Mishnah? The case of body of Shema, where the Mazik, where the Nizik is a body, and the Mazik is a Shema, the Chama still maintain a Mutzah Varaya, and the Sumchus says Mom and Mutzah Chokin.
We would have had only one or two examples.
Because Nizik has no raya.
If we would have had only one or two examples of what happened here, would we be able to learn the others? Why do you have to have so many in the mission, so many different instances?
I'm going to go through it. Later. Definitely, your animal hurt him, and Mazik says, maybe. That's when Sumcha says that the koyach of the nitva is worse, even though normally I don't agree with the Chacham in this case. And the Chulkin, why? Because you have a body versus your Shema. Also, Rabban Hashmin, Rabban argue that even in this case, the Nizik is 100%, there's no Aedis. The Le'elim Yadit for Alol Yena. The Yadit for Alol Yena. Why can't we say body? Will the Mifshit and rule and learn from our Mishnah that Sumchus hold that even body chelkin? My ask for that papa. So we answer because it's similar. Let's analyze Gufa. Amar Rabban Nosson Toa Nuchitin Vohid Leibesayin Potter. I ask you for wheat and you're made inside. You pay nothing. Maika Mashal Lechayde. What's the Chiddush Tanina? Did we learn that in Feishin Mishnah? Toa Nuchitin Vohid Leibesayin. If I ask you for wheat and you're made in barley potter, you are potter. So what's he adding? The Gemara says, over there it says potter. I would have thought wheat is worth a lot more than barley. Barley is animal fodder. I would have thought potter mid mechitin. The guy is teveya the mechitin, and the other guy is moider to seidin. I would have thought potter means he doesn't have to pay the value of chitin, but he should chalapach pay the value of seidin, what he's moidin. Aber the chay but me seidin comes along, Rabbanos, and gives a chiddush. Kamashlon the potter legamri that you take a potter in ganzen because he's meichel you. That's the chiddush Rabbanosin. Not that you don't have to pay the wheat. The chiddush is that you don't have to pay seidin either, because if he didn't ask you for it, that means he's meichel you. Freddy Gemara Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, Hoya Hanizok and Shnayim, there were two animals that got hurt, and there were two perpetrators, Echad Gadol Cotton, and then, you know, obviously the Nizik, each Nizik died, the Gadol time is used Gadol, and the Cotton was the Cotton, and the Mazik said, Fakir, Hoya Maisiraya, it says clearly the Nizik cannot bring a Raya, then what? You pay like a Tam. So then what do? You pay like the mazik in Mamoide, the mazik is Moide. There was a cotton who did damage to the gadol. Because I'm a mazik. Now, if the nizik is saying definitely that it was your gadol that damaged my gadol and not your cotton, so if, since we don't believe the nizik, then why should mazik pay anything at all? The mazik saying it was by the nizik saying it was the gadol that damaged my gadol. What's he saying? But not your cotton damaged your gadol. That means I'm meichel your cotton. And the mazik says it was my cotton, which means I'm totally denying it was my gadol. So since, why should the mazik pay a cent? You're meichel me on the cotton. Amai chitim v'sa'odin inu, and for the Gemara, you're right, Yitaka doesn't get paid. What the Mishnah meant was, row a little v'ein loy. If, in other words, the Nizik, when it says in the Mishnah that the Nizik can take, means if he brings an ayah, he gets paid. But if he doesn't bring an ayah, not the pshat is he gets paid like the Mazik says. He gets paid nothing. Like Rabbi Nosson, Rashi, row a little, e'ein loy, and he gets nothing. He didn't bring an ayah. Like, tidug min ekid ayekid. Don't be medayg the way you say, why don't we just say that this case, I was talking about a case of Shemman body, and therefore, that he never meichelim. But the need, why don't we just say here, the need to say Shemman, I don't know which word, exactly what we learned before. In the first half of the Mishnah, we said it was a Shemman body. Well, mazi body, could him kain, if so, hainu hach. The safe of my itzif. Then what's the chiddush in the Agures? What's the chiddush in the safe of the Mishnah? Is exactly identical to the Reisha. The Rabbi, and so according to Rabbi Nosson, the chiddush in the safe is the teacher. His din gufa. The nizik gets paid nothing. The Ragba dugmas on the nizik shemo mazik body. The loy ukme body body. The lishne rolito the ain loy mishum sila sumchas la amu chalkin body body. He holds that you don't. Sumchas does not hold chalkin body body. He chereisha the tani loy ki. Ella b'sal lakol itzik lemisid body body. He doesn't learn to my body body. Hashmina the ma'itz chaveru. We know that really. Everyone agrees. Well, if by body body, everyone agrees according to Rabbah that you say that ma'itz chaveru. Sumchus only says mamon hamud l'safik is there's a body in the shema or two shemas. L'hach ukum says b'shema body. The chikin nami take a nomination body b'shema in order to learn the reishah of body b'shema. The value. You only own money. Definitely not the value. A different value altogether.
That was as a result of the argument, it still works out to be
not at all. I said, I gave you three kavin, but that's not the case. Oh, that's a machlekes b'chlal.
What happens if it is that? In other words, in terms of the money value, it works out to be the same because you're talking about different quantities and different values.
Achreim will explain the machlekes b'chlal is when I ask you for whatever it is it the echos of the kavin? Am I asking for the value of it or am I asking for the thing itself? And exactly what you're talking about right now. Be enough minute. Let's go back by Gemara. Fredi Gemara Vaita. Okay, in this case, in the Mishnah. Fredi, how can you tell me that? But Tanya, it says in the Braise, Harezem Mishtalm, the Braise clearly spells it out. Harezem Mishtalm al HaKotten min HaGod. Well, God min HaKotten. It says in the Braise, not only that, but it says, and therefore, the Mazik has to pay like the cotton. So it's the Fedish he has to pay. According to Rabbi Nosson Yipata, everything. What is the Tafas? The Nizik already grabbed it. The Nizik already grabbed it, and once he grabbed it already, we don't take it back. And we're saying, when don't we take it back? If he took the cotton's money, not the gadol's money. Tanakh, we learned the Mishnah, he's the gadol of time, the cotton. Sorry?
He took the
gadol's
money,
to
take it back.
The din is that if it's tefis, then the tefis is a good tefis. Machlek is a shayni, but the tefis happened after he went to Bezna before.
But if he takes, he's taking...
He's taking the cotton. No, if he were taking the gadol, he's not entitled to it at all.
But you take
the whole lot. But if he took away the cotton value, we say, okay, the chol pachas yosem that. So if he grabbed it, let him have it. The Vayit in the Mishnah says, Hayecha tam, the Nizik had a tam and a mu'ed, the Mazik had a tam and a mu'ed, the Nizik had a mu'ed, he's a god, the mu'ed, the god, and pay me from the assets. The tam is a cotton, the Mazik, only kill a tam, the god, the cotton, the Mazik, the same thing. Holloi, my sid, I is shakil, kidom, and a Mazik, chayde, ye take what from the tam, the chol pachas, and my, he chit and vesay, you know, when that's the same thing, yeah, roh, little, the engloi. He gets nothing. I have a tanya, hareze, mishtalim. The cotton, Mr. the Bryce Mafader, she does get paid, but I'm more the government time. Talk about the tougher. So, Rashi, tougher. She caught him, Nizzy, he jumped in the head, but tougher as a shire. And he grabbed a hold of the shire. Says, Gemara, how his name? Shall he shake his name, Chayavin? But if it says in the Mishnah, if both of them belong to the same person, then they're both Chayav. What do you mean they're both Chayav? You Chayav, only Chayav in one animal. What do you mean one Chayav? The question was in the mood or was the tam? If two shvorim tamim cause damage, together. We don't know which one it was. And by the time we collect for Gufa, but they both belong to the same owner. And if one of them got lost, Ratzim is that Gleva, Ratzim is that Gleva. You can, the Nizik can collect from either time. Rashi, Ratzim is that Shmam, Rabbi said Rashi. Shneyem, both of them, sounds like the Chai from both animals. When you only pay for one animal, only one animal did damage. But one owner, Ratzim is that Gleva, Im Avad Echad, if one of the animals got lost, come Chaveda Bimekoima, you get paid for another animal, Umishtalim Hey Menu from it. Says the Gemara, let's bring it out from the Mishnah, is that so? So the Bashi said, no. Hoch, b'mayaskine, b'mordin. No, right from the Mishnah. Maybe, who said we're talking about time, both animals with time, both animal mu'ed. And mu'ed, you get paid from the assets. So who cares which animal is around? But time, you get paid magufa. Maybe if the animal disappears, you get paid nothing. Because maybe the animal that caused the damage is gone. So grashi mu'edin. The soif said, mishalim aliyah. Lifich adifor. Kol nechassav achroin liproin. Kol nechassav achroin liproin. If we're talking about a mu'ed, Amos sefer. If we're talking about a mu'ed, look at the sefer. The nizik says god nizik. A mazel like yellow cotton nizik. Hamoitzim mechaveri olavaraya. Ibn mu'adin my nafkalamina. You pay from that. Who cares what the animal was worth? The mazik's animal. You paid from the assets of the nizik. So if made tomorrow, al yiboy the shlumi. Got to pay the full value. Who cares what the value of the animal that did damages? If we're talking about mu'adin. Amalei Seifa B'Tamin V'Reishim Mu'adin. The Rashi said, what's the big deal? The next case over there is talking about Tamin, and that's why it's a big difference if it's a Gadol or Katan. But the first case is talking about the both Mu'adin, and therefore, that's why it says Shneim, it makes no difference. Amalei Rav Acha Sova Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha Sova took over, and he started discussing Ibn Mu'adin. If you're talking about Mu'adin, what do you mean Chayavim, they, as if the animals are Chayiv? Chayiv Gavram, by the way. It's one Balabas, one Mazik, and he is Chayiv. Vesu, Maishne. What do you mean both? There's only one person. He pays from his pocket, from his assets. Elohim Matamim, we're talking about Tamim. That's why it's a Shneim, both. From both animals, you get paid. The Rabbi Akiva, and this follows Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean Shneim? Damashutfinimu, Ninu. Rabbi Akiva says that as soon as the animal causes damage, it's yuchlat hashoyr, which means the animal now, half of the animal now belongs to the nizik. As soon as the animal causes damage, half of the animal belongs to the nizik. So the nizik and mazik are both shutfin. So Rashi, Allah b'tamin b'hayde tanish neim lav because I'm like you said the meizah shi'at tzeig, but not like you, Rabbi, from Pazik as a key wants to learn that you can collect from either animal when they disappear. The hakam ashla, no, if one animal disappears, you don't get anything. The chol zman shish neim b'fneim, long before both before us, gleivi collect. Avol avadechet ainu gleivi. Only Shnei means kol faket. As long as both of them are existing, you get paid because Manashek, one of them is the one that did damage. But if one disappeared, then the Mazik says, huh, that was the animal that did damage. Megufi mishtalim, fafalim. But Rabbi Akiva Dama Shutfininu, Beguf Shal Shoy, what do you mean Shneiim? Because they both are equally culpable. That what? The Guf Shal Shoy, they both lose out. Hilchach Obad Hashoy, Obad Nizkoy, they both lose. The Mazik loses half of the animal that just disappeared, and the Nizik loses half the payment. Hilchach Avishneiim, with the Machayev, E less Nutavayu, Elechad, only one of them, Amalei, I see Raya, bring me Raya. Abul Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's Yusha Mashoy, you have to only assess the value of the Shoy. Kivan Dama Bal Choyvu, it's money you owe, but Zuzihu Da Asibay, Obad Echol Ibn Iskusa, if you lose one, the nizik gets paid. Let's finish your mother. The time of the isu tavayu, and this is how you limp shot. Kozman, both animals are existing, then the mazik has to pay the nizik limotzi matchla. He can't say it's that animal, then who cares? Aval less no tavayu, one animal disappeared. Motzi amalei zeel, I see raya, go bring me raya, the high tutor azakor, bring me raya, this is your shutfus, and then Vashalach, I'll pay you. Hadnalo chameliach.